It's All Things Considered. I'm Catherine Braund. The General Assembly, in its most recent budget, overhauled how school principals across North Carolina are paid. The plan switches from a model based on experience to one based on school improvement as measured in test scores. The budget added $35 million to the state coffers for principal pay this year. But as Liz Schlemmer reports, other changes have some principals worried.
This is Danita Dalrevis's second year as a principal at Faith Elementary, a public school in the small town of Faith in Rowan County.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Lily, are you taking a quiz?
Are you? She worked hard last year. While finishing her doctorate degree in educational leadership, she succeeded at helping her school exceed its expected test scores.
We were able to move our school score as based by state testing from a C to a B, so we had a celebration about that, and that was exciting.
And that's exactly what legislators are hoping to reward with the new principal pay scale. North Carolina ranked last in the nation for average principal salary last year. Dalrevis says she was excited to hear the new state budget would raise principals' base pay. But there were also major changes to how principals are paid.
That's when I realized they had decided to cut the doctoral pay, and I had just walked and graduated in the spring, so it was sort of a little punch in the gut to realize that, oh, you're not going to get paid for that extra work you did.
Legislators would no longer reward advanced degrees or longevity. They had rewritten the pay scale to prioritize school growth on standardized tests. But Dalrevis wasn't going to get bonuses for the improvement in her students' scores because she'd need 2 years at her school to get credit for its growth. Under this system, she would make $900 more a month if she'd kept her old job as an assistant principal.
When they're, you know, working on legislation, I know it's always messy, and they probably couldn't have anticipated all the possible scenarios, but it's kind of like a sort of a triple whammy at once.
Representative Hugh Blackwell co-chaired the committee that recommended the changes to principal salaries. He pushed for the performance-based pay and rise in minimum salaries, but says he doesn't want to see any principals lose income. The salaries of 350 principals, mostly veterans who would lose longevity pay, are being protected under a so-called hold harmless clause set to expire in June. Hold harmless means principals who would have made less this year will see no loss in pay. Blackwell would like to see those protections extended.
Only holding them harmless for 1 year is too short a period of time, because what we want them to do is up their game. And some of them, many of them, maybe most of them, are in situations in which upping your game after all these years may not happen overnight.
Blackwell calls the old pay scale, with steadily rising steps for each year of experience, status quo.
What we need in leadership is they need to be willing to make changes until we get the success that the students need. Now, somebody needs to do something differently, and the principals are in charge of their schools.
Several states and cities have also moved to performance-based pay. In 2011, Florida did a similar overhaul of its pay schedule for teachers and principals. That law grandfathered in employees who had long been paid on an experience-based scale. Blackwell says having only a one-year protection on the books in North Carolina raises concerns about how veteran principals will react after facing potentially large cuts.
Superintendents and school boards and principals are all making decisions and planning for the next school year. Who's retiring? And that may be a function of, well, am I getting a pay cut or am I not getting a pay cut?
But it's still too early to know how legislators may tweak the pay scale for the future. Catherine Joyce is a lobbyist for the North Carolina Association of School Administrators. She says she's had a hard time trying to convince principals to remain calm.
From my experience in working in the General Assembly, and I've worked there in advocacy since 1998, hold harmless provisions are often limited to 1 year only. It's just a typical budget writing procedure.
At 48 years old, Dalrevis isn't considering retirement. She says she'd just like to pay her bills on time and get something back for what she recently paid in tuition. She believes her education and experience do make her a better principal.
When you work really hard and, you know, you bring your heart to school every day to try to help kids, it just would be nice for somebody to tip their hat to that.
Lawmakers are expected to revisit the principal pay issue when they return in January. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.